Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hey, Julia here. If you'd like to grow your agency with a new free traffic source, we've put together a free resource for you called the Agency Traffic Blueprint, which outlines how you can acquire free organic traffic for your agency's website using Powered by Marketing. You can get that at getrubyrobin.com/blueprint or check the description of this episode for the link.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit Podcast. So I am your host, Julia McLaughlin, and today I have Tu Long with me here, and Tu is the founder of Hopeful Builder Creative. So I'm really excited to learn a little bit more about Tu's journey of building her agency and, you know, some challenges that she's had to overcome along the way. And I'm excited to just have a really great conversation. So thanks so much for joining us today, Tu.
Thank you so much, Julia, for inviting me and for the opportunity to share the stories with your audience.
Yes, absolutely. I'm really excited to learn a little bit more about your story. So to start off, I always ask my guests, you know, what really motivates or inspires you as an agency owner?
Yes. So back in like 4 years ago, that's where I first started my agencies. Mm-hmm. It was came from like from the question I asked myself. I was totally a new immigrant here to Canada. I moved from Vietnam to Canada 4 years ago.
Okay.
In 2018 to mm-hmm. live with my husband. I was operation director for an Irish company. And then I was a videos game producer. We make video game. We work with EA, Microsoft, Sony's, on those guys that who make game that you playing. And then I moved here. Even I know EA office is just Ryan Burnaby right there. But I think like, do I really want to go back to game industry? Because now I think I have a chance that to do something might be different than what I used to do before. Mm-hmm. I will still struggle finding what exactly that I want to do. I love photography. I have a good eyes in art.
Yeah.
And I used to work in a gallery before too. And on those years we work in video game, we actually work on graphic designs a lot. And then I was thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. And suddenly one day, my husband friends, she started her entrepreneur journeys and she doesn't have anything. She doesn't have websites. She doesn't have social media. She didn't have any tablets ready. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm still figuring out what I'm going to do. Maybe I can help you with this first. I used to build a website before, but just for fun. Mm-hmm. So I started to build a website for her and I started to have a social media presence for her and where she become a coach and become a speaker. And from there, I sent another friend of my husband wanted to do that too. And then I said, okay, I'm taking you in. I'm going to do it. So I first started to do it for free because I want to know.
Yeah.
And then more and more people wanted. I said, oh, so that is maybe something I want to do. And I really enjoy doing it. So then I talked to my husband and we discussed the name Hopeful Builder came from one of his course that he said people have hope and dreams and they want to make that into reality, but they don't know how. Mm-hmm. So I think our mission here is help them to bring their hope and dreams into reality, building their business out of it. So that's where the name came from. And then we start to get into web design and social media, that where we're helping people. So at the beginning, this is how we started. And then start the first year, we started just like free. And then we start to make a living. So then I start to make a living out of it. And then it's become my business, helping other people, especially a new startup business as well, and small and local.
Interesting. Okay. So I know you mentioned, you know, you got your start with a friend who was starting her own business and you kind of did it for free just because it was something that you were kind of interested in. So how did you continue to find leads, bring more leads into your agency to help grow your client base?
Yeah. So along the way, I worked with different platforms and then I became a partner with them as well. And one of the platforms that I really enjoy is called Wix. Maybe many people here knows only what Wix is about. And then I became like, I worked myself and then got a lot of people, a lot of clients, and then I joined their marketplace. So when you earn a bunch of like points, when you build a website on a platform, that you are eligible to sign up as a partner with them. So by joining as a partner with them, you have, you can become one of the people or company into the marketplace that where they keep sending you lead. That is one way that I get lead.
Yep.
Another ways is from referral. So well, people know people, I work with them. They keep introducing their friends, their family or people they know. And like, so the keyword just keeps spreading. So my two main stream of leads at the moment is from referrals and then from the marketplace that I am in. So those are two mainstream. The other one came from like networking here and there. But when you are going to like more busy, so you don't have time to go to networking anymore. So referral and with marketplace is my mainstream of lead.
Okay. So you've got those strategic partnerships.
Yeah.
And then, very good. And then of course, referrals are amazing when your clients are happy and they're, you know, become advocates for you. So what are some ways that you keep your clients happy? What are some ways that you maintain happy clients so that they're going to continue to bring in those referrals?
Yeah. So what I do usually, they, I don't think it's like many anything like special than any other things to do. I usually do kinds of follow-up. My way of follow-up is kind of like very conversational. It's like, you sometimes I text them, sometimes I chat with them over Facebook, sometimes I email them and then ask like, hey, I haven't heard back from you for a couple of months. How are you doing? We'd like to check in. How is what? How are things working for you? Would you like to jump on a call? Just a catch up, just a 30-minute catch up or something. And then from that conversation, there's might come a new work as well. So like, hey, I have an idea. I would like to do this and this. You think that's a good idea? Or do you know how to do that? From have set it up for me? And I was like, yeah, I do know how to set it up. Or sometime like during that catch up, I have something new. For example, like now I offer the new services is building online courses for creators and coaches that who actually want to turn their one-on-one into a course that they can serve more people, a group of people that is like not actually doesn't need to be on one-on-one. So I offer that. So like, hey, I saw you have some like services like that. I think it's a good idea. You can turn that into evergreen online courses you can sell over and over again, and you can reach more people outside of your territory at the moment. And then it's like, I never thought about that. So yeah, let's do that. So yeah, through the follow-up catch-ups like that, and then there we have some kinds of like more work come in, and also like they appreciate that because you care.
Yeah.
And then once in a while when they have issue or problem, I always encourage them to reach out to me, even though like the project is closed or some of the website is done. But if you have issue or you have any problem, feel free to reach out to me. Sometimes maybe it's take me a couple of minutes to fix it or to change it. Usually like a couple of minutes like that. It doesn't hurt me to just like, hey, yeah, I can do it for you. And no fee. They appreciate that. And if something like more than that, then it can be fair. Let's say, hey, yeah, so this is going to cost like that much. You okay? I can do it for you. And usually say, yeah, just go do it for me. And
yeah.
They appreciate because they know that sometimes even they know how to do it, but they don't have time.
Yeah.
And they like that. And here and there, when they refer a client to me, they's like happy, just refer it. But in return, I secretly order some kind of gift box or something sent to the address as a surprise.
Oh, well, that's really cool.
As a thank you for their support. I don't usually like tell them ahead or anything, just surprise them. And then sometimes they receive it and so like, oh my God. One of my clients also really nice. She live in Toronto area too. No, Gania, Toronto, something like that. She doing the she making candles herself. She's selling candles. She had a candle store. So
okay.
I do her online store. And I usually order her candles and a gift box from her to send to my other clients. So that's
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. And I think that's a great strategy because obviously it's really beneficial to your clients to just follow up and check in and see how you can help. But I really like that you are suggesting ideas of, you know, things that can be benefiting them as well, because that's, you know, we don't have time to always be thinking about our own marketing. And, you know, when someone else is able to, you know, take that off of our shoulders and, you know, help provide some creative ideas, I think that's a great way to benefit yourself and your client as well.
Yes, exactly. So they are so busy, they don't see what's new out there and could benefit for them, right?
Yeah.
And if the service providers, owners, as agencies, like you usually keep your eyes on those things and you think if this type of things can service for this type of client, you should let them know because it's on benefit for them.
Yes.
And then from that, like I have built maybe like 10 courses already for the clients that is, I never thought that is worth there for them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that you also send gifts, you know, if someone sends a referral your way, just, you know, sending a little thank you, I think is a great way to just build relationships with your clients as well.
Yeah. And I love that. It's just like nothing fancy or something, just like appreciation, just show appreciation. That's what I like to do. And also I use my local business to do that too.
Yeah. That's so great. Yeah. You're able to support one of your clients as well. And then also give back to another one of your clients.
Yeah.
So cool. Very good. So what would you say has been the biggest challenge that you've had to overcome as you've grown Hopeful Builder Creative? And how have you overcome that challenge?
They have many, I would say. The first thing is like, I think every of us maybe encounters is self-doubt and imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome. Because like when I first started, I'm not the only web designer or social media persons here, but there are many out there. But why me? So that question like keep like circling in my head. And it was like, who am I doing this? Oh my gosh. Oh, that person. So they much better than me. Oh my God, how can I do that on kinds of thing? Like, so like, and then it was like, I look back, I do think about like one saying that stick in my mind about, okay, if there are many Chinese restaurants out there, why there is another Chinese restaurant? Because nobody can cook just like you. The way you cook is different than the other chef. So yes, you can open another Chinese restaurant with your own ways of cooking it. And that's stuck in my mind. That's like philosophy stuck in my mind. So, yeah. So there's many web designers out there. There's many social media out there. But the way I care for my clients, the way I work with them, the way that I put my entirety into it, and that's make me different as well. Because if you're not happy, I'm not happy. Your success is my success. Mm-hmm. So that's what I provide to them. And then when I work with them, I usually put the benefits is my priority, because at the end of the day, I want the business to work for them because their success is highlighted. It's my success.
Yeah.
And that's why I said like, that's make me different. And then step by step, I start to like, okay, of course this still happen every day. I had self-doubts, no problem, no issue. But the second thing I was doing is like, how to help me get out of that is hang out with the like-minded people, the tribe
that
can lift you up and that inspire you and motivate you and make you a better version of yourself. And that's what I like still working on, but also like when every time I have doubt, I go back into those things. I said, yes, everyone have ability and everyone have a gift to give to this world. So are you. And that helped me get through of the self-doubt and imposter syndrome moment whenever I have it. And listen to some podcasts as well.
Yeah. And I think one thing as well to keep in mind is that so many people have those doubts that go, that pop up, you know, yes, more than I think anyone would like to admit. I think it's part of the entrepreneurial journey. And there's this saying that I really like, and it's like, feel the fear, but do it anyway.
Yes.
And
yes,
I think that's the most important thing, you know. Yes, you can feel, you know, uncomfortable, but use that, you know, that worry or whatever you want to call it to just fuel yourself to, you know, create better work, deliver better results to your client.
Yeah.
And I think over time and with experience, you just naturally become more confident. And then of course, as well, you know, support, surrounding yourself, you know, having that tribe of supporters as well is huge. But yeah, I mean, I have so many guests who talk about having those doubts in their mind from time to time. And I'm just kind of beginning to think it's just something that, you know, all entrepreneurs kind of deal with from time to time. And it's just something you kind of got to just ignore, that little voice that whenever it points out doubts in your mind, just kind of ignore it and just keep going.
Yeah. Whatever scare you, that's something you must do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's usually the thing you need to be focusing on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that was one of my biggest challenges.
Yeah.
But looking back from 4 years ago when I first started, and now I have so much confidence in me now than when I first started. And the knowledge that I gained along the way, the lesson I learned along the way, has actually helped me a lot.
Yeah.
And of course, the community that I just said, like the tribe that you are in, and connect with the like-minded people, just now like connecting with you, that's beautiful. It's a part of the beautiful journey that I really enjoy.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I know. And that's why I think also listening to podcasts is so beneficial, because you get, you know, even if you can't be having a conversation with someone, you know, you can be listening to them and talking about mm-hmm. having these conversations about, you know, where it is that you want to be, where you want to be growing your business to. So yeah, I think, you know, reading, podcasting, surrounding yourself with those people that are like-minded, it's all so important. Yeah. Awesome. So where do you see Hopeful Builder Creative in 5 years' time?
Oh, wow. That's a big question. So my husband and I, my husband, a little bit about him is he's a co-founder of the company too, but he's just like behind the scene, more like a strategy coach, more like he coached me on the business thing because he had like over 30 years in marketing business, more.
Oh, okay.
So so he had much more experience than me in marketing. So that's where he's the person behind the scene coaching me on the strategies, the direction where we should go. And we usually do at the beginning of each year, we sit down with a big giant paper and mm-hmm. we list out, okay, so what works last year? What doesn't work? And then from there, we point out, what do we want to do this year? And we list things out. And then we see, okay, we want to do things. How are we going to do these things?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we are discussing lately is about expanding the agencies where we can hire more, like hire contracts,
mm-hmm.
Hire more contractors to do more work. Because at some point, you're going to reach the ceiling that you cannot do everything yourself.
Yes.
You need people. You need the team. So we are talking about like expanding yourself. So in the next 5 years, you might see Hopeful Builder is a group of people that where we do very different type of work.
Yeah.
But mainly still focus on web design, online courses, and also technical support.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of entrepreneurs, they know the technical part, but they don't have time to establish this, like set up the system, set up automation system that work for them, more like business system that work for them, then we can do those things. So
yeah,
the next 5 years, the agency is going to be a group of people that's working together and helping more people, because we want to help more people. I know
yes.
a lot of people right now, the entrepreneurs is more like a thing now than it used to be 10 years, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The people love to build something, to do something, to leave the legacies behind them. And that's what they are doing. And we want to help those people. And usually those people, they have an idea of like, they want to make our world a better place one step at a time. And yes, here we are helping them. That's why the tagline on our website was say, you want to change the world, we can help.
I love that. Yes, I love that. I love the goals. And yeah, you just got to just keep working away at it. And there's no doubt in my mind that you will reach those.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, we're going to be moving on to the fast five. So five rapid fire questions for you in just a moment.
Yeah.
But before we move on, do you have any final thoughts or words of wisdom that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yes, I would like to share that the entrepreneur journey is not easy, but it's very passionate journeys. And if you have doubts about yourself, don't beat yourself up on that, because the comparison game is on way there. Remember that where we are today is where those successful people used to be too as well. Mm-hmm. We don't compare where we are with their 5 years or 10 years in business. Is not fair. So just stay on your lane, focus one step at a time, ask for support if you need, mm-hmm. ask for support and find a tribe, because that is how the community help in terms of mindset, mm-hmm. and then hang out with people. And the thing that's also another thing is to keep your clients on your clients is follow up. Sometimes it's just a quick just a text, a message, but they really appreciate that.
So yeah.
That is what I would love to see more.
Yes. Yeah. Don't beat yourself up. Just keep, you know, be persistent, keep working at it. You'll gain that success. I think you have to pay your dues, you know, when you're first starting out. And yeah, I love that. Surround yourself with, you know, your tribe of people, like-minded people. And then of course, like we spoke a little bit about earlier, that follow-up strategy is so powerful and important. So yeah, great tips. Yep.
And ask for support when you need it.
Yes. Yeah. So true. All right. Well, we're ready to move on to the fast five now. So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
This one. Building a Story Brand.
Awesome. You know,
it's the book that is really good book to read.
Yes, that book has been referred a good few times on the show now. So yeah, it's so interesting. I haven't read it, but yeah, it gets great reviews. So definitely have to check that one out.
Yeah.
Very good. And two, what does your morning routine look like?
So our morning routine is a little bit funny. I woke up and then have a coffee and sit in and chat with my husband. Yeah. So we usually have we call early morning conversation. We woke up early, between 6 and 7 in the morning. Mm-hmm. We make our own coffee and then we sit in the dining table, which is chatting. It's just about life or work or anything.
Yeah.
And then I start to say, okay, I need to do some work. And then I start to go back to my desk. And then I start to write out my to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
But I just just maximum 5 things on my list, no more than 5, because more than five is doesn't exist. And then look at my calendars and interact with my to-do list, and after I finish that, and then I will start to work based on the priority on my list.
Yeah.
And whatever not on my calendar is not happened.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. I love that.
Yeah.
And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
Yes, I love following Amy Porterfield.
Okay.
She's really famous in marketing, and then her approach is really more intuitive and very down to earth, mm-hmm. and practical, easy to apply. So I admire her. The second was Marie Folio. So those two ladies as well, I'm following them.
Okay, very good. And what is your favorite online tool?
Oh, I have many. But can I list 3?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, the first one is of course Canvas. Canvas, mm-hmm. is because it's easy for me to do very quick designs or something or social media, even wireframe for my website proposal stuff.
Yep, Canvas.
The second, Asana. That's what, mm-hmm. I do for project managers, because you cannot rely on your mind. Yep. Your memories for everything. So whenever I have a client, I put them into the Asana project baselines, because I used to be a project manager, so those work for me really good.
Nice.
The top two is Colleen Lee.
Oh, I love, yeah, those are three really solid recommendations. Yeah. Calendly is the greatest tool. It saves so much time doing the most mundane, like you do not want to be going back and forth just to set a meeting time. Calendly is so
exactly
convenient.
So you want to schedule a call, here's in my link, just book at your convenience instead of bank for, hey, what time works for you? Oh, what time works for you? What day works for you? Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
They integrate with your Zoom, integrated with your calendar, then it works beautifully.
I know, it's such a great tool. Awesome. And then, so last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
Oh, what I had known before I started was taking a courses before I actually started, like taking time to like diving into the courses before I taking the time to work. I work and then I learn at the same time. So that's why sometimes the time is conflicting. Mm-hmm. But if I come back again, I would say, yeah, give me 2 months. I'm going to dive in on the course and then I'm going to start work. So that is one thing I wish I could like reverse. But anyway, it works for me. But if there's someone starting out, I would suggest, yeah, so diving into the course first, before you actually do anything, because those basic knowledge going to help you along the way and stay with you for a long time as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, absolutely. Love it.
Yeah.
Well, too, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. I really enjoyed learning about your story and your journey of an entrepreneur. So thank you again for joining me for today's episode.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.